I'm great, Sean. How are you?
Fantastic. Thanks for coming on the show, saving our listeners some headaches. Earlier this week, Lethbridge police sent out a notice saying that there's a scam going around regarding photo radars.
Yes, we've been seeing this the last few years, a lot of text and email scams involving speeding tickets of all kinds and also parking tickets. And so this is the latest trend with photo radar tickets, where you'll receive some sort of a phishing scam by text message claiming to be from Alberta Drive Safe, City of Lethbridge, Safe Roads Alberta. So even though Lethbridge police are the ones putting out the warning, this is being received by people not just in Alberta, but many different jurisdictions around North America. And so basically the fraudulent text message has a link that they want you to click, claiming that this is where you're going to get the information for your ticket and be able to pay it. It's really important, and we've talked about this on the show before, Sean, with any kind of text message or email message you get, you need to remember, please do not click the link.
Delete it. Don't click it.
Don't click it. Exactly.
Run like the wind.
Because if you click it, two things can happen. The really scary one is just by clicking it, it can download malware, spyware, and really bad things onto your device.
Oh, my gosh.
And then they can steal your information. I recently spoke to a family that lives down in the Brooks area, and they received an email that looked like it was from Cargill. And they clicked on it because that was a company they dealt with on their farm, and it was something they were familiar with. Sean, it's been nothing but a nightmare for them since, with money disappearing out of their bank accounts and everything.
Gosh.
Yeah, and they think it's because just by clicking on that one link in that one phishing email, they downloaded spyware and everything onto their computer, and now they have access to everything.
Oh, boy.
And so with text messages like this about a photo radar, just by clicking on the link could do something like that to your device, or it's going to transfer you to a fake website that's going to look like it's with the city, or it's some sort of traffic ticket website, and they're going to want you to enter your personal information. Do not do it.
Text links, just delete them. And parking lot scams, they're back. They're trying to get your gold, or are they selling you gold? What are they doing, a stereo equipment?
Yeah, there's a little bit of everything. So, yes, we're getting those ones where, you know, remember the vans with the stereos and leather jackets?
Oh, yeah, I remember. Yep.
So those are still around, but what we're seeing more now is more gold. So someone will claim that they're having some sort of trouble with their vehicle, or they need money for gas, and they don't want you to just give them money. They want you to buy gold from them. Well, buying gold in a parking lot, Sean,
seems a little sketchy.
Yeah, a little sketchy. You know, probably not good quality. Definitely not. If you were to take it in and get it checked, it's not real gold. So they're trying to sell you things like that. The other issue is that, unfortunately, we're seeing distraction theft. So they're targeting a lot of seniors or people who are distracted in parking lots. They may come up and ask you for help. They may say, oh, here, you dropped this $20 bill. And then they get close to you. They may touch your arm, touch your shoulder. And without realizing it, they're very good pickpockets. Your watch is gone. Your jewelry's gone. Things are missing. So,
my gosh. Good Lord.
I know.
I'm not even going to leave the house anymore.
Now, we don't want to scare people, Sean. That's not what we do on this segment. You know, but keep your personal space, right? These are still strangers, even if they don't look threatening. Pickpockets can be pretty amazing. So we need to keep our personal space. And unfortunately, we just have to be suspicious when people are looking for help. Just don't get too close to them and make sure that you're, you know, being suspicious. And don't buy gold in parking lots or on the side of the road.
She's Julie Matthews. She's a consumer protection expert and fraud prevention educator, and we appreciate her very, 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 very much. What's the address for the new website?
JulieMatthews.ca, Sean.
If you've got questions, can they fire those at you?
You bet. You can visit my website for lots of tips and tricks, my contact information, and videos on how to protect yourself.
You're the bestest.
Have a great day.